Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All righty. Well, good morning, you guys. I'm not sure where Jeff went. I'm assuming he probably went to go get his coffee like I just went and got. But happy Wednesday. Hopefully he'll be popping on here any minute. Messaging him. But I hope you guys have had a blessed day. I don't really have anything to talk about and fill dead air.
Good morning, everybody. My apologies. Can't seem to hit the right button some days. It happens. Great to be with you, friends. It is Wednesday here on Political Coffee. So let me ask you a question. You think... You knew this was bound to happen, didn't you? Do you think that November 5th will be Christian Visibility Day? Donald Trump said last night in Wisconsin, that's what it's going to be, Christian Visibility Day. You knew that was going to happen, and shouldn't it? Wasn't it smart? I don't know, what was your reaction? We didn't talk about this yesterday or the day before, but really in depth, I was outraged. I'm just going to be quite honest with you. It was blasphemy beyond blasphemy. Oh, and the White House says, look, it's been designated this way, you know, Transgender Visibility Day. It's March 31st has always been that day. So why are Christians all got their panties in a wad? Sorry. Because it's Christian Visibility Day. Oh, excuse me. I'm wrong. It wasn't Christian Visibility Day, known as Resurrection Sunday, the most holy day of the entire year for Christianity, whether you're Catholic or you're evangelical, it doesn't matter. The most holy day of the year. And the White House just says, hey, look, why is everybody upset? It's always been this way. You know, did you know, and this is one of the reasons why you should occasionally drop in and listen to Charlie Kirk's show on Real America's Voice, and he's on many radio stations, as is Steve Bannon in War Room. You should, because... Charlie Kirk elicited something I did not know. And I bet you don't know this either. You know what it is? The LGBTQSI plus whatever alphabet stuff. There are 145 days on the U.S. calendar that are dedicated to remembering or celebrating LGBTQ, including certain transgender days like March 31st. Did you know there were 145 days? Charlie Kirk literally listed them a couple of days ago. He was outraged. Are you? Do you think that Trump has hit on a powerful theme? You think so? That may motivate the one group of people that has been unmotivated to get involved with American politics, and that is the Christian church. Eric Metaxas has a great movie out about this, got a book about it. You've heard him interviewed. I have not seen the movie yet. I'm going to watch it. A letter to the American church. The same thing that happened in Nazi Germany, as Bonhoeffer wrote about, prior to World War II, is exactly what's happening in America today. Donald Trump has hit on this. The outrage, it doesn't matter. Folks, this is where the people involved in politics. And I said this Monday night political coffee clutch. By the way, the next political coffee clutch is on the 15th. It is going to feature State Senator Brian Boquist, who is running for Oregon treasurer. He's running unopposed in the Republican primary. We need to get behind him now. The opportunity is right for Republicans to get elected statewide. And I mean, I'm talking Will Lathrop, Attorney General. We'll have him again at the coffee clutch at some point. Secretary of State, it's either Brent Barker or Dennis Linthicum. We'll have Dennis back. We had Brent before, as you know. Next, a week from this coming Monday night, will be political coffee clutch at Sparky's. We'll have Senator Brian Boquist. Now, again, folks, the church is not engaged in elections. They are not. There are very few churches that preach being involved as Christians, whether you're, again, whether you're Catholic, evangelical, doesn't matter. Jewish, doesn't matter. Muslim, it doesn't matter. Very few people are preaching, teaching that it is appropriate for the church to get involved in politics, because if we don't, we leave a vacuum that was never meant to be filled by who it's being filled with, and that's the enemy. The enemy of our liberty, folks. And that's Satan. Look at the benefits of Satan being in control of Oregon politics. They're not benefits, folks. It's tyranny. Joe Biden just exemplified that with his Transgender Visibility Day. And it doesn't matter that the average person doesn't know the minutiae of it. This is what the White House didn't get. Trump got it. All you have to say is Election Day, November 5th, 2024, will be Christian Visibility Day. And everybody gets it. And everybody's offended and should be. You see, Joe Biden didn't have to issue a proclamation. It's in this story. It's a Breitbart story. I'll have it up on the show plan today. He did not have to send out a proclamation on Easter Sunday, on Holy Resurrection Day. Could have let that slide, but he didn't. And Trump is taking full advantage of it. And it, just the fact that Biden did it, has created outrage in the Christian community. The question is this. Is the Christian community so outraged they're actually going to get active this election? Because you know, if they did, do you know how few Christians are registered to vote? It's a stunningly low number. And then how many of them actually vote is a stunningly low number. Now, if they did, you know what would happen? We would win elections in really close state house races. Remember what Jeff Helfrich, the Republican leader of the House, told us at the political coffee clutch? Only a change in the votes of about 4,300 people would actually have changed the outcome of the Oregon legislature. Republicans would have been in control. That's all, folks. It's a really close number. We tend to look at the big numbers, you know, in the governor's races and that kind of thing. You could have Tina Kotek, which is Kate Brown on crack. You can have her as governor, but if you have a Republican legislature, ain't nothing going to happen. And that ain't bad, is it? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk. And there's a lot of things to talk about today, but I want to get your opinion. Has Trump hit on a theme using Biden's screw up by design? It's really, oh, Biden, because it was Obama's people. Did Trump properly and will he properly use this event, this outrage, to get the Christian church motivated? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. There's lots of election news out there. We talk about that a lot, and we're going to keep talking about it. There's another Breitbart story about how a judge sides with a conservative group in its push to access and publish voter rolls online. A federal judge has ruled in New Mexico that election officials violated public disclosure provisions of the National Voter Registration Act by refusing to provide voter rolls to a conservative group and its public online database. And the story goes on to talk about it. It's an A. They list the AP story, by the way. Okay. This impacts us, because this is the same thing that Democrats have done year after year in control of the legislature to slowly chip away at our right as individuals to have public information about voting. So the New Mexico state and its leftist Secretary of State is going to appeal this order by this judge. And then they go on to talk about Pennsylvania, the fight going on there, and in other states. This is important. It's also important because there's another story here. And Art, hang on, I'll get to you in a second. In the Gateway Pundit, it's extremely concerning is the headline. About what? About this. Records show voter registration without photo ID surges in three key swing states, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Texas. There's a conservative advocacy group called End Wokeness that brought this trend to light on Tuesday, citing figures that point to a surge since the start of 2024, with Texas experiencing a staggering 1.25 million such registrations. Pennsylvania, 580,000. Arizona, 220,000. Under HAVA, Help America Vote Act, which is the basis of that first story I just read you about Breitbart, from Breitbart. HAVA says that states are mandated to verify the information of newly registered voters. While the act requires verification against state voter motor databases, individuals without a driver's license can register using the last four digits of their social security number. This is how they get around it. Yes, and we have been doing this for a long time. Back in a moment with Art, I want to get your opinion about all of this. Is this part of how they're going to steal the election? What do you think? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Oh, there's some great headlines today, by the way, on OregonWatchdog.com. You should check it out. One of them is the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals considers reviving the First Amendment claims against the Oregon State Bar. A group of conservative lawyers are asking the Ninth Circuit Court to revive their claims against the Oregon State Bar for condemning, because the bar condemned white nationalism and faulted Donald Trump. Group is called. What's the name of the group here? Oregon Civil Liberties Attorneys. Dan Crow, Scott Day Freedom, and Lawrence Peterson are part of that. Good for them. Good for them. All right. Let's go to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC Talk Lines. Talk to Art. Art, good morning.
Morning, Jeff. Had to call in because I kind of disagree with you about the church aspect. We always talk about our God-given rights and our individual rights. And I believe, you know, that each person should be praying to God, ask for his guidance, and then do what they think is right. And to blame the church, Jeff, I don't think that's quite right, because we're supposed to have an individual relationship with God. We're supposed to pray to him, and then he guides us. And that's biblical teachings. And so to blame the church as a whole, I have a problem with that. It's each individual and their relationship with God and praying and doing what's right. So where I think the church needs to teach people that, the Bible. And then we, with our God-given rights, individual rights, need to do what God tells us to do. I just wanted to make that comment, Jeff. So I wouldn't be blaming the church. I would be blaming the individuals.
You know, I don't disagree that it should be our individual choice. You know, our individual life and our walk with God is a very personal thing, and it should be done as you have described it. Here's the problem. In practicality, that ain't happening, and it hasn't been happening for a long time, because most Christians go to church and rarely read their Bible. Most Christians rarely pray. They go to church, and it satisfies in their mind that they have fulfilled their commitment to the Lord, even though they may have accepted him. And I'm not judging their salvation here, but in terms of they rely on pastors and priests and rabbis to tell them what to do. That's the problem. And you're right, 100%. That's why pastors, priests, and rabbis need to get it and not be afraid to stand up for their First Amendment right to preach from the pulpit. And I'm telling you, the day is coming.
Well, I agree with that, Jeff.
The day is coming where a pastor, a priest, or rabbi cannot preach the word of God, however they perceive it, from the pulpit and not be accused and arrested and prosecuted for hate speech. That day is coming in Oregon, and it's not far away.
Hey, you know, just read the last part of the Bible, Revelations, and what's going to happen, because it's going to happen. Eventually.
It is, sadly. So I understand what you're saying. The problem is that pastors suppress. Most pastors don't even allow voter registration to happen in their churches. Did you know that?
Yeah.
It's frowned upon.
I definitely did.
They're afraid to offend any part.
And again, that's an individual choice. And it may be, Jeff, because of their fear of retaliation from government, because you know as well as I do that government retaliates. You know that damn separation of church and state crap.
Except it was just fine when Kate Brown said, you churches have to shut down during the pandemic. There was no separation of church and state there. Was there? Because they twist the law. Marxists, communists, whose philosophy
hypocrisy
is right out of the pit of hell, always do that. Hey, Art, thank you. It's always great to talk to you. I'll take your opinion to heart. There's another story here about the Oregon bottle bill is not intended as cash for addicts, because that's what's happening. Betsy Johnson was at our last executive club meeting, and she said in her comments about the rewrite of Measure 110 and 4002, which she knows is imperfect, and she said that. She said that, did you know You could go to a bottle redemption center and get 10 cents for every bottle, every can you turn in. And that you, it only takes 12 cans or bottles to buy, to get enough cash to buy 3 hits of fentanyl. This is why Tina Kotek apparently has the power to suspend cans for cash in certain places, which she has done at Safeway and Plaid Pantry in downtown Portland, Southwest 10th and Jefferson. Why? Because all of the Measure 110 druggies who come to Oregon for drug tourism, picking up them their cans, and they're turning them in for cash, and then they're buying drugs, and they're hanging out at the Safeway and the Plaid Pantries. Measure 110 was sold to us with a lie out of the pit of hell. So now, the bottle bill being used to wreck people's lives. Can we fix that? It's 6:30. Let's talk about this and a whole lot of other things relative to Oregon in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
24 minutes before the top of the hour, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Great to be with you on a Wednesday, pump day, right? So did Trump, here's what we're talking about, by the way. Did Trump masterfully use Biden's screw up yesterday when he was in Wisconsin, which, by the way, he won a whole bunch of primaries yesterday, as you would expect. He declared Election Day, November 5th, 2024, will be Christian Visibility Day. Now, it's brilliant, but does it inspire Christians to get active in politics in a way that they haven't been? What do you think about that? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. We've got a judge, federal judge, says in New Mexico that New Mexico has to publish online its voter rolls. They're going to appeal that. And then there's this Gateway Pundit story about, it's extremely concerning, that 1.2 million new voters in Texas alone have showed voter registration, have registered to vote in Texas without photo ID. And it's happening, huge numbers, 580,000 in Pennsylvania and 200,000 in Arizona. In Oregon, you can do this. In Oregon, we've had people registered, I kid you not, using the name Mickey Mouse. In the state, will count their vote if someone signed their name, Mickey Mouse, and submitted a ballot and the signature matches, the state will count it. Did you know that? You think I'm kidding? I'm not. At some point, this insanity has to stop. How do we do it? How do we stop it? Does the U.S. Supreme Court have to do it? By the way, has Oregon become too progressive? Tina Kotek said that when she signed House Bill 4002 yesterday, I think it was, or the day before. She said, Oregon is, well, actually, she didn't. It was, that quote is attributed to Yovanis Velez, who's an outreach worker for the Recovery Works Northwest. She told NBC News, society wasn't ready for it. We were too progressive. Will society ever be ready for legalization of drugs? What do you think about that? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC. Talking before I go to Tim, I want to remind you, get that second opinion from Freedom Heating and Air. If someone is telling you, you know, that you need to just replace your entire heating and conditioning, air conditioning system, you know, 74 degrees yesterday, wasn't that wonderful? Not going to be that today. We got rain, with snow level coming down to 1,500 feet. If your system just doesn't like those swings and it doesn't work very well, maybe you ought to call Freedom Heating and Air and get that second opinion in case somebody's saying, you know, you just got to replace the whole thing. We can't fix it. Really? Call Freedom Heating and Air and ask them. Get their take on it all. 503-580-1456, 580-1456. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. Your thoughts today. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. On our discussion about Biden, the LGBTQIA plus 25, I think it's important that people understand what the plus means. It identifies identities and sexual orientations that letters and words cannot yet describe.
So I'm laughing because that really opens the door for everything I've predicted in terms of what's next. Where do people draw the line, Tim? So if the plus stands for everything that hasn't been identified yet, are they just talking about human sexuality, or is bestiality next? Is unrestricted sex with children next? Pedophilia.
But then when you talk about the church's role, I just have a couple comments real quick.
Okay.
You get what you don't do. Rights can't be taken away without your permission. And for Biden or for the Democrats, what's next? At some point in time, the church has to be accountable for what happens to the congregation.
Well, they do. And the leadership of the church, which isn't always, by the way, just the pastor or the priest or the rabbi. It's usually a board of people that are elders, quote unquote, that meet and pray and advise, you know, the pastor, the leader of the church, which direction to go. And if they're not participating, isn't that in and of itself perfectly describing what you say? You get what you don't do. We're getting the kind of government that we have allowed because we've allowed it. We haven't stood up against it, just like happened in the Christian church prior to World War II. Maybe we ought to show that movie at the next political coffee clutch. You think? A letter to the American church? Josh writes me, by the way, and thanks, Tim, a great point. Josh writes me that they are called MAPS. A minor attracted person. Good point. Again, at what point do we as society say we've had enough? Is that going to be manifested in this coming election, you think? Or no? Is the spirit of religion so powerful and prevalent that it will not allow the Christian church or people of any faith to get involved? Yeah, I know. Josh wants me to let him help me in producing the movie MAPS, the minor attracted persons. Because again, where do you draw the line, folks? What's next? What are they going to say is okay next? You think I'm kidding about bestiality? I'm not. If this entire direction is out of the pit of hell, which it is, because it is incredibly destructive to the human spirit, all of this perversion. It reminds you that this is nothing new, is it? Remember the story of Sodom and Gomorrah? Yeah. The earth was so evil that he had to bring a flood and kill everybody except for Noah and his family and a few animals in a floating boat. It took him 126 years to build. The church had better get with it, folks. Now, 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. I have got some more emails to read. Jim writes, Bobby said, RFK Jr. And the reason for that is, well, he said, you know, that Biden is the greatest threat. And for the reason for that is that President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used federal agencies to censor political speech, to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court that shows that he started censoring not just me 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. This is RFK Jr. And then Jim writes, yep, that good old threat to democracy thing. It's not about just one person. That's right, it isn't. Linda writes about voter registration. It has probably been determined in Texas, Pennsylvania, and Arizona how many votes they need to win. They're not going to be so blatant this time, ? I've heard illegals have been using names of dead people from the voter rolls to vote. I don't know where exactly, but who is giving them these names? And Oregon has a rule or a law or decision, our deceased are not cleaned from the voter rolls. And that distresses me because you don't do that just because you do that for a reason. Julie writes, the great offense. The Bishop of Washington claims Biden is a cafeteria Catholic, one who picks and chooses from the dogma to believe and to support. I just question what cafeteria Biden is selecting his beliefs from. Good point. Another good point is if you want to defend election integrity, you need to support Mike Lindell. That's why you should go to MyPillow.com. And use the promo code PC23 because they've got the big $25 extravaganza going on now. I just bought a lot of towels and other things using that $25 extravaganza. And you know what else? If you buy over $75, you get free shipping. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code PC23. 648 back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
Hey, there's a story on the Federalist. You know, Wisconsin held their primary last night. Well, apparently, the story here says voters prohibit Zuckerbucks style private funding and staff from Wisconsin elections. Wisconsinites last night approved two constitutional amendments prohibiting Zuckbucks and mandating only legally authorized officials may administer elections. Now, the only way that happened is because Republicans got that into the, it was an activist group, election integrity people that really got fired up here. Now, I'm telling you, friends, this is so important. This is the power of the grassroots. Wisconsin is every bit as blue as Oregon. Now, if you don't think Wisconsin's blue, that's okay, because it really isn't. It's purple. So is Oregon. If you can do this in Wisconsin, with all the leftist money flowing through in through that state in so many organizations. If you can do that there, folks, you can do it anywhere. Now, by the way, Josh sent me a piece here. It's a it's a text from the week ending March 16th. In 1 week in Texas, get this, 227,077 people registered to vote in Texas in 1 week without photo ID. And then this person writes, nothing to worry about what's here whatsoever. Totally legit. Then it shows Rhode Island, same time period, registered 170 people without photo ID. And then South Carolina, zero. South Dakota, 536. Tennessee, zero. Texas, 227,000. Utah, 197. Vermont, 321. Virginia, zero. Washington State, 396. West Virginia, zero. You don't think they're not going to use fake ballots once again? Try to steal this election? You're wrong. Now, Doug writes an email. Do you think November 5th will be Christian Visibility Day? I've been talking about that. That's what Trump said yesterday in his Wisconsin speech. Doug writes, we are at a hinge moment in history, but we're not talking about human history. We're talking about the history of sheep. Ostracism and persecution of Christians is what politicians and governments do. And if sheep could vote, they'd probably pick the guy that would feed them, even if it's the same guy who will slaughter them later. People get used to preferential treatment. Equal treatment seems like discrimination. The power of ostracism is used by those in power to not just punish those who choose moral consistency or popularity, but also to warn other people away from doing the same. Freedom is the will and desire one must have to break with habits that none dare challenge. To dream of a different world has become a crime. God is good and overcomes eventually. Yeah, we know how the story turns out. That's right. Again, I can't argue with him. Richard writes about Christians voting. He's not a fan of what Art said. And he goes on to, you know, talk about why. But he makes this point. We as Christians need to vote for our leaders or else we suffer the consequences. And then, I knew this would happen. Nancy writes, Jeff, you ask about bestiality, sex with underage children. It's already been approved by the World Economic Forum, by your country's reps signing on. You agree to follow the World Economic Forum's rules. It's called the March 8 Principles, number 14067. Look it up. Read it. It's sick. She sent it to me. I'll read it. If it's what she says it is, yep, it's sick. It's absolutely sick. In fact, she sent me several other pieces. Thank you, Nancy. Friends, we have to stand up. And we do that individually, one-on-one, having persuasive conversations with people in our world that are persuadable, not the crazy left, but those that are persuadable. And you do that talking about things that capture people emotionally, like the absolute desecration of Resurrection Sunday by Joe Biden proclaiming it Transgender Visibility Day. You could have a conversation with somebody in your world by asking them, what do you think about that? Christendom's most holy day. Joe Biden didn't need to do that. He could have just let it slide. He could have just done an Easter egg roll and talked about Easter Sunday. But no, not only did he have to proclaim it Transgender Visibility Day, but the White House staff, which is run by Obama, folks, as the New York Times pointed out, and the administration, banned any Easter eggs that had religious themes. Now, why would you do that? I bet they didn't ban transgender Easter eggs, and I bet there were probably some that were there. Folks, the way we fight this is one person at a time. Persuasive conversations with one person at a time. And we do that by talking about these things that are happening in our world in an emotional way. Like, you could start a conversation with someone, were you as outraged as I was? Joe Biden proclaimed Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, our most holiest day, Transgender Visibility Day. Did he have to do that? Couldn't he have just let that slide? And then they prohibited any religious themed eggs in the White House Easter egg roll with the kids. What do you think about that? Is that right? Do you think that people should register to vote like the 1.2 million people just did this last year in Texas, online, or register to vote without proving any photo ID that they actually are who they are? Did you know that in Oregon, you can register online and never prove that you are who you are, and you can vote in Oregon? And it's happening. Did you know that? I think that's right. Yeah, these are questions we should ask, don't you think? I do. All right, friends. Tomorrow's Scoy's Day. Tomorrow we have representative candidate for the House of Representatives, Dave Brown, joining us for a chat. Find out how his campaign's going. Get out there. Bye, Bob.